Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
We all know what happens if you play a Taylor Swift song around a bunch of Swifties. They're going to sing along, even if they're sitting in class. Taylor Swift is a music industry juggernaut, and she's begun to make her way into the rarefied circles of academia. Two major Boston-area colleges now offer popular courses on Swift's work. WBUR's Amelia Mason went to Berklee College of Music to check one of them out.
1, 2, 3, 4. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
About a dozen students are crammed into desks in a small classroom, reading the sheet music to the Taylor Swift song, I Knew You Were Trouble.
I guess it didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I felt hard, you took a step back.
Their professor, Scarlett Keyes, is trying to make a point that Swift achieves a lot with a very simple rhythm.
We're thinking about stressed out people and distracted people and drunk people. We're talking about old people, and we're talking about four-year-olds. We're talking about everyone. How quickly can someone learn da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
Later, Keyes breaks the class into groups and asks them to write a song modeled on I Knew You Were Trouble, using simple rhythms and a big melodic leap. The students have 20 minutes to come up with something, and then they perform it for the whole class.
I can't look away. Baby, you got me going so insane. The way you want me, say.
Keyes moves through Swift's catalog one album at a time. Right now, they're studying her 2012 album, Red. She says Swift's music is ideal for teaching songwriting because she's such a good storyteller. As an example, she points to Swift's song, Getaway Car, which uses the story of Bonnie and Clyde as a metaphor for wanting to escape a relationship.
Lyrically, she is a poet, you know, and she's really doing the thing of, I'm going to take this average feeling that we all have, and I'm going to put your life in a way you've never heard it and help you resolve it in a really unique way.
Great escape, the prison break, the light of freedom on my face, but you weren't thinking.
It's not just songwriters who've noticed Taylor Swift is a good teaching tool. Over at Harvard University, English professor Stephanie Burt teaches a popular lecture called Taylor Swift and Her World.
Maybe 10 or 12 years ago, I noticed that among the songs that you just hear in public places, right, in CVS, in airports, there was one that was just a much stronger piece of songwriting than everything else.
That song, You Belong With Me, unlocked something for Burt. She sees Swift's music as worthy of study and analysis, like any piece of literature. In her class of over 200 students, she pairs Taylor Swift albums with literary works, like a novel by Willa Cather and a poem by Alexander Pope. Burt wants her students to gain analytical skills they can apply anywhere.
I would like them to get a toolkit that they can then take away and use on the rest of life, things they like, things they don't like, popular things, unpopular things, which is also a toolkit for critique.
There seems to be a surge in Taylor Swift studies these days, with conferences and classes cropping up all over the world. Although, Burt notes this is not the first time something like this has happened.
Those of us who were in academia or who were undergraduates in the late 80s may remember Madonna studies.
There used to be entire courses devoted to Madonna. Now that's a lot less common.
It's possible that in 20 years there won't be Taylor classes.
But Burt thinks there's a chance Taylor Swift classes will prevail. She compares Swift's songwriting to the work of other greats like Stephen Sondheim and Bob Dylan.
Her songwriting isn't the same as Dylan and isn't the same as Sondheim, but it's really, really good and durable and rewards repeated attention.
At the very least, Taylor Swift studies seem to be filling a need right now. Scarlett Keyes, the Berkeley professor, says her class is a reprieve for stressed out college students.
You know, I see this room of students that oftentimes they have like a look on their face of exhaustion because they're over scheduled, they're over everything, and there's a lot of anxiety nowadays.
This is my number one played song of all time.
And so when they're in this class singing all the songs for 2 hours, they leave feeling so good and so happy, and they have very deceptively learned so much about songwriting.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.
On you. Now I'm weeping in a party bathroom, some actress asking me.